Yeah, what happened was the car, they started up the engine and the car went out. Maria took it out onto the main runway at Duxford. Obviously, it's been raining overnight, so a lot of spray around. And she took it for one run up the runway, you know, at speeds of up to 200 miles an hour and then back again. Incredible skill. You know, it's a very dangerous sport, whichever way you look at it. You could hear the engine was slightly misfiring, as they do in Formula One. It's a testing day, so the engineers are there to adjust the engine and see how they can improve the performance. And she came back in and there was 25, 30 of us standing outside the temporary pits, which was a large marquee. And as she came back in, she slowed down. What would normally happen is the car would then stop and she'd go into neutral and they would push the car backwards back into the pits to be adjusted and so on. But just at the moment as she was slowing down to, I don't know, 15, 20 miles an hour, suddenly there was an acceleration and the car shot forward at speed, accelerating straight into the side of the truck that was there. It's a very large articulated truck which had actually brought her car there. I have to say there was 25 people standing there. Miraculously, nobody was hit. The car was wedged in under the truck. Obviously, the truck didn't move. The car took the whole impact. The front of the F1 car was devastated. She didn't move for a long time. I have to say we instantly feared the worst. It was an absolutely awful moment. And we can actually hear the accident happen.
Chris, that's a very shocking piece of audio there.
Very dramatic. You-